The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Chulun Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara on bottom of Lamed Aleph brings a machlekes about a nida shenen savetovla, which the Gemara explains on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis, means that Yishu was Teveles, Nida was Teveles, but she didn't have Kavana. And the case was, the Gemara says, not that somebody threw her into the water, because in that case then the person who threw her in would have Kavana, so that would not be the sugya. Rather, the case is where she just, the Gemara gives two cases depending on a certain machlekes, but either she just fell into the water, or she jumped in, she went into the water, but not L'shem Tefillah, she went in stam, to go swimming, to take a bath. And of course she did a proper tefillah, she went in completely, and there was no chatzitza and all of that. So the question is it a kosher tefillah? Does a tefillah help without kavanah? Because she did not have kavanah for tefillah. So the Gemara brings back on Amad Aleph, the Gemara brings Malchagiz Rav and Rav Yechanan. Rav holds tahira lebeisa, that she's tahira for what she needs at home. And Rabbi Yechanan says, loy tahara, that she's tmeya. The reason the Gemara says lebeisa is because there's another case of truma, if the tefillah would help for truma. In that case, then Rav is meida that it does not help, but that's not what we're talking about now. I'll go upon him, so for baila, for beisa, so Malchagiz Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. How do we paskin? So it's a big Malchagiz Yushainim, how to paskin. The Rambam Shita is like Rav, that it's a good tefillah. And the Rashba argues on the Rambam, the Rashba whole passes like a Yechanan, it's not a good tefillah. And you can look at the Ran and the Rashba to see the Svaras of the Machlekes. But I just want to talk about something very interesting in the Rambam over here. Let me read the Lashon of the Rambam. It's in Ilchos Mikvois, Perek Aleph Halachaches. Kol ha-toivu, tzoruch le-hiskaven le-tvilo. Anybody who's toivu has to have kavanu for tvilo. Ve'em le-hiskaven, also le-tvilo le-chulun. But if she does not have kavanu, so then, b'di-evid, it's a good tvilo. And then he says, but for truma and kochim, it's not good even b'di-evid, like we mentioned before. Okay. So, as far as chulin, meaning lebaila, like the Rambam speaks out, afilo nidash atavla, it's a good tefillah. However, the Rambam doesn't just say it's a good tefillah. The first thing the Rambam says is kol ha-toivel tzarech l'skaven. That she needs, he or she, whoever's being toivel, needs kavana for tefillah. That means even lechulin, even lebaila. L'chadchili, you need kavana. In other words, the Rambam is doing this whole sugya, is all b'di'evid, which is takamash from the Gemara like that. The Gemara says, nidash anensa v'tavla. It was an oinez, and she had a tefillah. Right, as it happened, she went into swim or she fell into the water, but certainly not l'chatchila. As is mavur l'haydi in the Rambam. Not mavur, but he says it clearly. It's just tzorach l'skaven l'tvila. So the whole sugi here is only b'di'evit. Oh, so that's the Rambam. So the question is, what's the pshan of this? Where did the Rambam get this from? What's the svara and what's the mocker of this? If you pass him like Rav, so Rav says you don't need kavanah. So what's up b'smechtei? So you need kavanah l'chatchila. So l'chay the pash the pshat is the Rambam is l'shitasei over here. That the Rambam says in Seif Hilchos Mikvois as follows: V'chein ha-tvila min ha-tumos mechlal ha-chukim hi she'ein ha-tuma tit oitzoya she'tavar b'mayim. You shouldn't think that the tuma is like dirt that you go into the water and you clean it off. Elo gzeres ha-kosavi v'ha-dovar toli b'kavonas ha-leiv. So the Rambam, it's toli in kavonu ulefika chomru chachamim tovav v'lehuchzak ilu lo'i tovav. Okay, so that's as far as Truman Kochum. But I'll go upon him, but the Rambam is saying that the definition of tefillah, I don't know the definition, but an important component of tefillah is that there should be kavanah. He says, it's exeris ha-kosev ha-dobah tolev ha-kavanah salev. It needs kavanah. Now, it's true, Taka, that kavanah is not ma'akev in tefillah, but you see the way the Rambam is defining what tefillah is, it seems that kavanah has a shaykhis to it. So, this is only going to be a din d'rabbanah, and al-chadchili, you need to actually have kavanah. Okay, so if you don't have kavanah, but you have the yaitz, because you have the ma'aseh tefillah that the Torah was mechayev, but the way, the tzura of tefillah, the way it's supposed to be, is with kavanah. That's what the Rambam says, mavur in the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Mikvois. So that's the chayev pshat over here. Okay, so that's the havanah. The question, though, is, what's the marker for this? So we can suggest two makaris that the Rambam had for this. One marker is Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Chazal wa geizer, tumah, on somebody who goes into Mayim Shuvim. He goes into Mayim Shuvim, Rashi Shurubai, he becomes Tame. And Rashi says the pshat is that, because we're Goyzer, we're afraid that a person may come to, in other words, because what they used to do was they would go to the mikvah and then they would go into Mayim Shuvim, like we would do, like to take a shower. And people might come and think that the Iker Tyro is from the shower. It's from the Mayim Shuvim. So Melech said you can't go into Mayim Shuvim after you go to the mikvah. Or if you go into Mayim Shuvim, it makes you tummy. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam, however, seems to learn a different shot in this Gemara. The Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Test in Hilchos Shaar Al B'Satumas. He says as follows: Umipnei Magos Rutuma Al Adam Ze, who went into Mayim Shuvim. Umipnei Shahayu Tvula Yom Tovlam B'Ma'aris Shemei Mehen Ron, because people were tovel in water which was not clean. V'Hayu Roich Tzanach Came B'Mayim Shuvim Yofim. Then they would go take a bath or a shower Derech Nikius, and this was Nispashet. So much, people came to think, because people came to think that the thing that's matar them is the Mayim Shuvim and not the Tvila. Okay, so far so good, but then listen to what he says. The Rambam does not say people thought that the Mayim Shuvim is what's matar, so therefore we're geyser that they'll only go into Mayim Shuvim. No, we're not worried. Azevite, we're not worried. What are we worried about? We're worried that they're being teufel, they're going in the mikvah. But they don't have the right kavanah, because they think maybe that's only a heksha mitzvah, or they think that that's part of the tefillah, part of the tyra. They don't realize that is the tyra. It's fascinating. So it's not exactly that they're going to go, that they're not going to be teufel. Of course they're going to be teufel, but they're going to be teufel without kavanah. So you see, ad kadei kach, the chi of kavanah in tefillah, is that they made gzerah onto a situation where you want to have kavanah. Not like Rashi was learning that it's Xero Otto Mayim Shuvim. The Chagav, it could be that is a Machlag's Rashi, this Machlag's Rashi in the Rambam, so Shitosim. Because the Rambam's Shita all over is that Mayim Shuvim, if somebody's Tavil of Mayim Shuvim, the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Dalon Mikvois, that's a Din Drabonon. The Psul of Shuvim is a Psul Drabonon. Rashi says not like that. Rashi all over, the Mashal and Bava Kamas Al Zainab and Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Shuvim Drabonon. Rashi says, Gimel Lugan Shuvin. There's a psul that if Gimel Lugan Shuvin go into a mikvah, so that makes it possible. So he says, that's the Rabbonin. But to stand be tovel in a mikvah of Shuvin, as a mavuin Rashi, that would be a psul deraisa. Akoponim, this is what he's Rashi in the Rambam, if Shuvin is deraisa, the Rabbonin. So Mel is very good. So Rashi holds Shuvin's a psul deraisa. Tzilim shot in that Gemara with somebody who goes, Rashi Rubi Maim Shuvin. It's a Xero to Maim Shuvin, and it's a Xero to deraisa. The Rambam didn't want to learn like this, because the Rambam holds the whole Shuvin is the Rabbanon. They're not going to make a Gzeir Otu Shuvin. So what then is a Gzeir? We made a Gzeir Otu Kavona, which is the Ikadin Kavona, is it in the Raisa? It's not Ma'akiv, but it is Be'etzim in the Raisa. That's the Tzura of what Tvila is. It has to be with Kavona. So Mamela is a Gzeir Otu then. Akol Panam, but Nimtsinu Lameidim, a marker for the Rambam that is a Din Kavona the Raisa. Because otherwise, I'm sorry, that is a Din Kavona. Stam, that is a Din Kavona. We want to know where did the Rambam get this from, that you have to have Kavona. From that Gemara in Shabbos, that you dalad with the gzeira of nuchtas b'roish b'vayim shuvin, because if not for the din kavana, the Rambam was stuck. What would be the pshat in the Gemara? We're not going to make a gzeira to shuvin if shuvin is only the rabbanon. So about kol, this is din kavana. That's one marker we could suggest. The second marker we could suggest is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mikvois Halacha Tes brings a brisa. There's a brisa of koivitz l'soicha mikvah. Somebody jumps into a mikvah, so it's not a good tefillah. So the Rosh learns what's wrong with jumping into a mikvah. What's wrong is it's talking about where the mikvah is exactly memsah, exactly kashir. So if you jump in, you lose some water by the time you get your whole body and some of the water splashed out. Oh. The Rambam doesn't say anything about a mikvah mitzumtzum. So Dr. Rivosh in Seif Simon Reish Tadig Gimel, Kesef Mishnah brings it, that has nothing to do with, it's not, you don't have a shir. The problem is if you go into a mikvah and you jump in, kilu, you're going to a swimming pool, it looks like you're just going swimming, and you're not mechavent for tefillah. That's how the Rivosh learns. It happens to be the Rivosh learns, we're talking about truma, but I'll go upon him, you could say a little bit like the Rivosh, a little bit not like the Rivosh, that we're not talking about truma, we're talking about every tefillah, because the Rambam Taka doesn't mention anything about truma over there. Every tefillah, if you jump in, it's not a good tefillah. Why? Because there's a chsar in kavana, or at least it looks like there's a chsar in kavana. So mamela, that's a problem because you need kavana. Akol panim, so that could be another makar for the Rambam, because you have this Tosefta of Kaifis L'Mikvah, and you don't want to learn like the Rosh, that it's a Mikvah Mitzvah, doesn't say that over there. Certainly the Rambam doesn't say that. So Memela, the Rambam learned, is the Chasaron of Kavana, Akopanim. So we see from those two Makairis, a din of Kavana, and that's the Pshat in the Rambam over here, that even though he passes like Rav, the Pidyevet, it's a kosher tefillah without Kavana, but L'Chatchila Akopanim, you do need to have Kavana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.